The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. God says all His commandments are righteous, meaning they are the path that leads to acts of righteousness. Living by God's law in the spirit and in the letter of the law is direct opposite of the path of a sinful life of breaking and ignoring God's law. Keeping God's laws brings many blessings. Notice what God has to say in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. It says this, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." That means an individual as well. Yes, you will be exalted for righteousness, but you will be brought to shame and disgrace for sin. It may take a while to be exalted or brought to shame and disgrace, but one or the other will come to a nation and to an individual. You choose which one you want. You're in the driver's seat. It seems most people don't know what sin is, and on today's market, it seems we can even care less as to what sin is. We like to think that we're all right the way we are. We like to be told that. Notice what 1 John 3, verse 4 has to say. It tells us what sin is. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. God says sin is a transgression of the law. We've been going through the Ten Commandments on the Way It Ought to Be program. Today, we want to look at the Ninth Commandment. It says this in Exodus 20, verse 16, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." Now that commandment is for our good, just like all of the other commandments of God. Do you know who got the breaking of this commandment and the other nine started? The Ninth Commandment, which means you shall not lie, is one that everyone has broken sometimes in their life, unless they died as a very young baby. You and I can remember lying to our parents, our teachers, and other people, can't we? So this is a commandment that's very easy to break, because we think by breaking it, it will get us out of trouble. We think we can avoid shame, embarrassment, punishment, and disgrace, and go on and do our wrong and get away with it. In other words, we think we can live and do what we want, ignore God's law, His manual book that tells us how to operate at full capacity and have a happy life. Yes, that seems to be the way that we think. We think our way is better for us than the way God, who created us, tells us in His Word. We think we're smarter than our Maker. Well, are we? Has our way worked? Has our way brought many problems on us? You would think we as a nation and world would wake up and realize that our way and lying is a big part of our way, that is, as a nation and as a world as a whole. You would think that we'd wake up and realize that our ways has brought many evils on us. Now, I hope you as an individual are an honest person, and I know there are many honest people. But I also know that you and I wonder who we can trust, don't we? But those that make lying a way of life think that is the best way. Proverbs 14, verse 12 has this to say about what we think about our ways. It says, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but it ends in the way of death." Well, that is the path that we are on, because the carnal mind is at odds with God's mind and His laws. Notice what God inspired Paul to write in Romans 5 and verse 8. "For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh." In other words, you set your mind on self, getting for yourself, not caring or not even concerned about anyone else except self. "But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." In other words, God's way, obeying our Maker and living within the bounds of the plan of salvation. Yes, we want to satisfy the cravings of our carnal human nature. And if it takes lying or breaking all Ten Commandments of God, we will do that. The course that Adam and Eve set in the Garden of Eden, which was to be more concerned for self than for God's way, that is the course that this world is still on. In John chapter 8, Christ was speaking to religious leaders and their followers when He spoke these words in John 8, beginning in verse 41. Notice what Christ had to say. "You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to Him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my words. In other words, they didn't want to obey God. They didn't want to obey Christ. And Christ knew that they didn't understand he or his Father or their word. Verse 44, notice what it says. You are of your father the devil. Notice it, my friends. Strong words. You are of your father the devil. He was speaking to religious leaders and their followers of his day. And the desires of your fathers you want to do. In other words, they wanted to live right opposite of the way of God. They wanted to live the way of their father, Satan, the devil. This is what Christ was telling them. Christ said he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. That's where lying began. That's where lying came from, was from Satan. And if you make it a habit of lying, you, just as Christ told the Pharisees and the Sadducees and their followers back in his day, you would be following your father, the devil, as well. Going on here, when he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yes, that's where lying came from, and it began in the Garden of Eden, and it seemed like human nature at that time, Adam and Eve, were willing to swallow that lie. And the world has been on that course ever since. You might ask yourself, am I on the same course? You might want to know, my friends, and you should want to know if you're on that course. Adam and Eve began to listen to lies in the Garden of Eden. Christ went on here in verse 45, but because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Well, do people believe the truth today? People at that time didn't believe the truth because they were used to hearing lies. Sounds up to date today, doesn't it? Deception and lying is alive and well. How sad. It didn't have to be that way, and it doesn't have to be that way today. But that's the way it is. Now notice what Christ said to the same people in verses 54 and 55. Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Now notice Christ said, you are claiming that God the Father is your God. Now notice what verse 55 says. Yet you have not known him. Christ said the religious leaders of his day didn't know God the Father and they didn't know Jesus Christ. But I know him, and if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Yes, indeed. Christ says, I know God the Father because I keep his word. And Christ called those people in his day. He said, I shall be a liar like you if I deny that I know God. Because you're saying that you know God and you don't, Christ called them a liar. That's plain and strong language. Christ said, I know and I keep his word. And the keeping of God's word is a key for anyone if you want to know God. Christ called those religious leaders liars. The commandment says, you shall not bear false witness, and that means about self or anyone else. My friends, it means to live in and by truth and justice, God's word and his law. Notice what God has to say in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 5, beginning in verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Well, we seem to think and live as though evil, a sinful way of thinking and acting, is good, and that a righteous way, which is obedience to God's law, speaking and publishing the truth, is evil. How many are afraid to speak the truth about others for fear of their own ways and lies will be discovered? How many lie under oath? Well, your guess is as good as mine, but would it surprise you that perhaps most everyone does? Have you ever heard any false advertisement? Has anyone ever broke their word that you know? Do politicians tell the truth to get elected? Does our government tell the truth? Notice what verse 20 of Isaiah 5 continues to tell us. It says, who put darkness for light and light for darkness? In plain language, you put a false way of life, a counterfeit way, and lying instead of truth is what God is telling us. Telling people what they want to hear. My friends, that happens in politics, in business, and in religion as well. And it seems that people as a whole love to hear and swallow lies. We have drifted so far from God, His Word, which is truth, that we don't even recognize truth. And if we do, it seems to scare us because it sounds strange. Are there any lies mixed in religion today? That's easy to answer, isn't it? You should think about that, my friends. Verse 20 continues here to describe a false way of life. It says, who promotes a lie and disobedience to God's word is the good way of life, as it seems to be taught, and human nature gladly swallows it. But as I have brought out many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, that God asks the question, what will you do in the end? And that's something that you need to think about. If you think that you're getting away with a lifestyle that ignores God and His Word, that tells you how to live your life, speak the truth, and keep all of His other commandments, my friend, you are going to get a big surprise. You need to consider your end. We seem to think that something good and sweet, in this case, God's law and His Word, is something bitter. Stay away from that way of life. We seem to think that we ought to stay away from God's way of life. Don't bother about those old laws. And we even teach with our ministry today that's out there that those laws no longer exist, that they were nailed to the stake, that you're not under those laws due to the fact that you're under grace and in the new covenant. Well, my friends, how far off from the truth can we be? God says here in verse 21, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Yes, those that think they know enough without God telling them how to conduct their life. Well, do we? Let us ask ourselves, do we know enough to conduct our life without heeding God's word? Are we so wise that we are living the good, abundant life, no problems at all? Did you notice God said, woe to those that turn away from Him, meaning there will be a high price of problems and suffering to pay. Going on here in verses 22 through 25. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drinks. And it could mean a lying, deception way of life, whether in politics, business, or religion, or the average person on the street, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man. Well, is justice always rendered in our courts today? Therefore, as a fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness, and their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Sound like our day, and it is describing our day, my friends. And God says we are going to pay for neglecting His law, His word, and turning our back on our Maker. And we are already paying a high price. Just look at the evils and problems that we have today. Wouldn't you like to live in a world where everybody spoke the truth and you could depend on what they said? Well, that world is coming, my friends, but it's going to be a while before it gets here. But you can change your life now, and that's what God wants you to do, and that's what you should want to do. We invite you to request our free articles, Nations in Decline and Why Mankind Suffers. This will tell you why nations are in decline and why mankind suffer. And it's because that we have turned our back on our Maker, ignored His laws, and we are going our way, speaking lies and doing whatever we want to do. All you need to do to receive those articles is to call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.